This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. That dangerous winter storm could make travel hazardous across the East Coast today after blasting through parts of the Southeast and Mid-Atlantic. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
Parts of the Southeast were glazed over. Snow, ice, and high winds toppled down tree limbs and power lines. Georgia, North Carolina, South Carolina, even Florida were hard hit.
Highway patrols reported hundreds of vehicle accidents. Authorities warned of possibly dangerous driving conditions across the East Coast as the storm moved up into New England. The investigation's continuing into the weekend standoff at a Colleyville, Texas synagogue that ended with an armed British citizen dead. Police in Britain say two teenagers are in custody in connection with the standoff. No details on that yet. The AP's Julie Walker on the hostage taker.
Malik Faisal Akram was killed after the four hostages at Congregation Beth Israel got out okay. The situation unfolded over 10 hours. President Biden on Sunday said the U.S. won't tolerate this. On a live stream of the synagogue service, Akram could be heard demanding Afia Siddiqui's release from a Texas prison. She was convicted of trying to kill army officers.
Novak Djokovic has been deported from Australia because of its COVID-19 vaccination requirement. That ends the number one ranked men's tennis player's hopes of defending his Australian Open title. COVID infections are rising again in nursing homes. Blame Omicron. Here's the AP's Ben Thomas.
Data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention shows a sevenfold increase in COVID-19 cases among nursing home residents in the week ending January 9th. That's some 32,000 cases with 645 COVID-related deaths. At the same time, more than 57,000 nursing home workers had the virus, by far the highest number on record during the pandemic.
This is AP News. There's a new number one movie, the movie Scream. The AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel has this.
Only had 1 week where my life has felt normal.
After a month-long run, Spider-Man No Way Home has been dethroned as box office champion. The new leader, Scream, which took in $30.6 million in box office sales. That was more than enough to surpass the $20.8 million gross by the latest Spider-Man movie, which hit theaters 5 weekends ago. Scream is already geared up to turn a profit. It cost $24 million to make, and on top of the $30 million in domestic gross, it took in another $18 million in 50 international markets. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
President Biden and the First Lady helped fill food boxes for the hungry yesterday at a food bank in Philadelphia as part of a day of service for Martin Luther King Jr. Day. The organization serves about 140,000 people a week in the Pennsylvania and New Jersey areas. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.